When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If it's happening in sports in Saskatchewan, we've got it covered. The all-new Sports Cage. Be part of the show. Call 936-6262 or toll-free 1-866-767-0620. On your radio at 620 CKRM and online at sportscage.com.
And this Sports Cage is for Nelson Homes, supplying home packages and RTMs for over 65 years. Brendan McGuire, Derek Bidwell, and Colson Schultz. Coming up this hour, we will have Chase the Ace with the Saskatchewan Rough Rider Foundation, and also Andrew Dawson, who was down at the Celebration of Life for the late Jim Hopson earlier today, will join us in studio to tell us what that was like, being down there. And I'm sure it was a mix of mourning and a celebration, which is what it's called, of Jim's life. And anybody who knew Jim will tell you that that's how he would have wanted it. And we'll talk a little bit more about that. But right now, we're going to talk CFL in a different way on the Western Pizza Hotline. Happy to be joined by Three Down Nation's J.C. Abbott. And J.C., I know you take the lead on a lot of this draft stuff. Are you drafted out by now?
Just about there, BMAC. I mean, it's my favorite time of the year. It's a labor of love. You put in months worth of work into it for a 4-hour live broadcast and then all these recaps after, but it is exhausting to say the least.
You know, I have to confess, like, you guys do such a good job of it, and I feel like you guys are pretty well the only ones, as well as this radio station. And to credit the Riders a little bit, they put on a party for their season ticket holder. So everybody did a good job covering the draft. But by and large, it kind of feels like a non-event to most of us. Is there anything that you thought of that you think the CFL could do to change that?
The reality is there's going to be a cap to how much interest you can attract to an event like that. I think we all look at the NFL draft and what a reality event it's become, but frankly no other league has that, right? As popular as the NHL is in this country, the NHL draft doesn't get those same type of viewership numbers. It's really unique to the NFL because those players are making impacts right away at key positions. In other leagues you have to wait, and in the CFL there's a development curve. And a lot of these guys are going to start off their careers, at least, playing roles that are a lot less flashy than starting quarterback, right? The reality is, you know, in the NFL draft, the first overall pick is usually going to be a guy who's a franchise quarterback and can potentially save a team. In the CFL draft, it's often going to be somebody who has the potential to be a really good starting right guard. So that limits the amount of interest that you're going to gain. I do think there are ways that we can do it better. We need to be telling the stories of these prospects and getting fans connected to them overall. And we've done that at Three Down Nation, and we've seen our draft our draft coverage grow in terms of its viewership on YouTube and even the traffic numbers on the site. But at the end of the day, it's never going to be the type of event that's going to challenge the NHL playoffs for viewership numbers on TV.
Definitely not the NHL playoffs, and definitely not going to get the amount of people interested, as you mentioned, JC. It's just not the same beast, the Canadian Football League, as the NFL. We all know this, but the Canadian Football League does have an amazing product, and it is getting better and better all the time. I think there's some things they could do to tweak it, but yeah, it's just not going to get to those numbers. Like, when you saw the NFL draft this year, JC, it just jumped out to me. I couldn't believe it. I was watching the setup in Detroit, because we get Detroit television television here in Saskatoon with our cable package, at least I do anyway. So that would be the NBC, CBS, ABC affiliates. And they were talking on those different channels in Detroit about how they were transforming downtown and how they were shutting down streets and they were bringing in all this production and how they're going to bring in these massive tents and they were going to have to detours everywhere. And this is weeks leading up to the NFL draft. And then when it happens, I'm watching it on television, and they announced that at Cadillac Park in Detroit, that there's 275,000 people there to watch the draft in person. That's a lot of porta potties, a lot of concessions there for sure, for people to be in attendance to watch something like that. Now, it can't be like that in the Canadian Football League, but what do you think about, JC, about, I don't know, maybe making it a little bit of a traveling show where they go to a different market all the time, and maybe it's got to be at some type of, like here in Saskatoon, it would be TCU Place. They got a similar facility to that, the auditorium, Kinexus in Regina. Something where, you know, they could have the live, the broadcast live, maybe the TSN panel live, you know, in the lobby, and then maybe have the draft in the auditorium, have the Grey Cup there. I know we're a ways away, but maybe do you think that we could work our way up to having something like that, another way for fans to get involved and get fired up as we ease our way into training camps?
Well, I love the idea of some sort of traveling event, right? I was a big fan of CFL Week back when the league put that on, but the logistics for making the draft something of that nature, I think, frankly, it's just never going to happen. A, because of the inherent cost. I mean, for the NFL draft, having those guys, flying them into Detroit and having them in the green room, it's nothing for that league. But the CFL's already flying in guys for the combine. That is a massive expense for the league. To do it again for a draft, I think, would be challenging. And then there's the whole timing situation, because the NFL draft happens and you've got several months left until the season. The reality is the CFL draft almost marks the start of the CFL season. Rookie mini camps are just a week or two away when these players get picked. So that's a lot of travel back and forth for these guys, a lot of added strain on teams that are trying to get themselves organized and put the finishing touches on rosters and getting plans in place for training camp. And there's no way to move the draft up, because you simply cannot have the CFL draft before the NFL draft, because then you won't know which players you may have to wait on based on whether they sign UDFA contracts or get drafted in the late rounds into the NFL. So logistically, I think it's probably an impossibility that we ever have that type of traveling draft show, but I'd love to see them do more effort around marketing the combine and getting some more attention and more fan engagement at that event. I was a little bit disappointed in Winnipeg in the lack of action from the Bombers in terms of engaging fans at the combine this year, despite the fact that the venue was absolutely fantastic. So there are things that can be done. I just don't think a draft type show like the NFL, where we have prospects walk across the stage, is ever really going to be feasible.
Yeah, I don't think so either, JC. I was just talking a little bit more about maybe the broadcast itself, maybe kind of moving those guys around the panel, having the panel set up in different places. Or maybe I'm just thinking that every place loves football as much as we do in Saskatchewan, and maybe it just wouldn't be a hit in some of those other markets, or maybe it wouldn't get as much traction as it would be here in Saskatchewan. You can't just have it in Saskatchewan all the time. Although we would love to have it and we would support it all the time, but it just wouldn't seem very fair that it's in Saskatchewan all the time. But yes, I agree with you, JC. Sorry?
Regina could be our version of Radio City Music Hall in New York.
Oh yeah, right? New York has it every year. That's right.
World.
Yeah, well, maybe just make it that way. There you go. Okay, or maybe it can be in Regina every year, and maybe it should be in Regina every year. I'm sure we would support it. There would be a lot of people that would come out for it. But I do agree with you, JC, though. I mean, we get to see all these college games on such huge programs and stages and channels, and people talk about these players Caleb Williams with the Chicago Bears, and you're talking to Marvis Harrison Jr. and all these guys that are going to make immediate impacts with these teams. So people watch them at the college level. I mean, you talk about team Michigan Wolverines, for example, the Big House. There's 120,000 people that go watch football there. You know, it's just at a different level. And then these guys go from that stage to the NFL stage. So I understand how it happens. But I still think it'd be nice if on our stage, the Canadian Football League stage, we could figure a way maybe to have it, you know, like I said, on a stage, actually, and maybe being in Regina at the Kinexus Center might be the way to go and have it in Saskatchewan all the time, because we love football the most here in Saskatchewan. Now, back to the draft. Anything in that draft that caught you by surprise? I hear a lot of people talk about, you know, these are patience picks. These are picks that people have to be patient with, that these guys are going to turn into something in a couple years. It's not like the NFL draft. So, you surprised at all with these patience picks, or these guys, for the most part, maybe except for the first overall pick that's going to be, you know, maybe an immediate impact with the Elks, but these other guys will be a few years down the road before we see them?
Yeah, for me, the draft went roughly as expected. I don't think there was any massive bombshells this year. And frankly, this is a year where there's going to be more of those guys that make an immediate impact than ever before, because a lot of people view this as potentially the best draft class in the last 20 years, if not ever. There are some impact players available. If you want to talk about patient picks, I think the Saskatchewan Roughriders did exactly that with their first two picks. I know that's going to be controversial for a few people because they take Kyle Hergel in the first round, who has an opportunity with the New Orleans Saints, and then they take Nick Weeb in the second round, who's coming off an ACL tear and will not be ready until later this season. But both of those guys are, I think, surefire starters once they're ready to play on a CFL field. And Hergel is the best CFL offensive line prospect that I think I've ever seen. He is a guy who, if he comes to Canada and doesn't stick with the Saints, is going to be a perennial all-star and, dare I say, a potential future Hall of Famer if he plays at the pro level like he did at the college level. So they're getting big time players with those picks, but other teams are getting guys that are going to help them right now at those slots, and the Riders decided to push it down the road a little bit. But I love their late round selections as well, getting value in guys like Dell Duncan Busby and Ajo and Malik Stryker, people who can come in this year and potentially compete for roster spots in depth roles.
Our guest on the Western Pizza Hotline, J.C. Abbott from Three Down Nation. It's the pizza that's known worldwide for a reason, loaded with toppings of Western Canadian ingredients and always cooked to perfection. You know what jumped out at me over this draft, J.C.? It wasn't even what the Riders did or the fact that they selected players who won't be ready right away or available right away in the first two picks. I looked at your website on Three Down Nation and I saw the quarterback ranking. I think there were three quarterbacks who it was speculated could be taken in this draft, and at the end of the day, nobody was taken. Now, we've been led to believe that now that one of the seven Canadian spots that you're required to have for a starter can be the quarterback, and that we have Trey Ford playing, that things are going to be different, and we're going to see Canadian stars. We've had Nathan Rourke, we'll probably see his brother, and I look at this draft, and it tells me we're really not much further ahead than we've always been in that front.
I don't know that that's necessarily true, BMAC, although I do think it's interesting to examine the quarterbacks here. I didn't see, frankly, any of them as a legitimate high-round target for CFL teams. Zach Zergiotis was a guy who actually started games as a true freshman for UConn and was probably the best true thrower of the football, but he's been out of the sport for a year, and he was sort of a spotty decision maker at best when he was playing. So he's maybe a camp body for a team. The surprise is Casey Bauman, who I got the chance to see live at the Combine and also at the College Gridiron Showcase in Texas. Big 6'6 guy from Washington State who has a Canadian mother who was born in Abbotsford and was therefore eligible. And there wasn't a lot of buzz in CFL circles about him. People were very lukewarm on the prospect of Casey Bauman being a quarterback in this league. And then after the NFL draft, all of a sudden he gets signed to a contract by the Los Angeles Chargers. And sure enough, no CFL team takes him. So the NFL is actually higher on one of these Canadian quarterbacks than anybody in the CFL is. We'll see if he gets placed on a neg list and brought up here if the Chargers end up cutting him. But that was a really interesting thing to see, that basically the Bauman camp was desperately trying to get CFL teams interested to justify the fact that he could be a potential starter in this league, and nobody was budding. And the NFL said, we like this 6'6 guy who can run a little bit. Let's take a shot on him. So it was interesting to see the difference between the two leagues' perspectives on that.
We're talking with J.C. Abbott, Three Down Nation, here on the Sports Cage, your Saskatchewan sports talk show. Now, J.C., got to ask you about this. 2000s receiving trio, Weston Dressler. Everybody in Saskatchewan loves Weston Dressler. That little guy played with such heart. Another guy that did, that wasn't very tall himself, but also played with so much heart, and a former Saskatchewan Rough Rider. Chad Owens and S.J. Green headlined the Canadian Football Hall of Fame class of 2024. Just your thoughts on that class.
I think it's a tremendous class, and those three receivers are from the era that I grew up watching, and they were a pleasure to watch. I mean, Chad Owens was electric. Every time he touched the ball, he was a threat to score. Weston Dressler was just the model of consistency in my eyes, first with the Riders, and then, unfortunately for you guys, with the Bombers as well for a couple of years after that. And S.J. Green, the highlights are as good as anybody. So I'm really pleased to see those guys recognized so early in their eligibility window. I think the committee got it right on those selections, and I look forward to all of them being enshrined in the Canadian Football Hall of Fame.
Well, I know we're excited for Weston especially, and almost had a frog in my throat there. We're excited about training camp coming up, and hashtag is it May yet has been a familiar refrain around these parts, and we're just about there within a week. Training camp kicking off, looking forward to it. JC, great work with the draft. Enjoy your weekend. Take the weekend off.
Thanks for having me on, BMAC.
All right, that is J.C. Abbott from Three Down Nation joining us here on the Western Pizza Hotline, the Greek-style pizza that has become famous around the world, plus all the Greek and Canadian food you can't get enough of. Western Pizza, the local legend. When we come back, Chase the Ace with the Saskatchewan Rough Rider Foundation is coming up. You're listening to the Friday Sports Cage on Rider Radio, 620 CKRM.